Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Church. It's located in Evansville, Indiana. We are a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. It's good to have you here with me for a Monday, January 18th, 2021. This is edition number one of season three of the Morning Devotional. We are beginning a new season as we work our way through the wisdom of Solomon, considering various themes and subjects that come up throughout the book of Proverbs. But let's pray together first, and then we'll say more about this very important book together this morning. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to your word this morning, we would ask for your grace and help and strength. We know that we need your help to understand your word. We need your strength. We need your grace. And so be pleased to remember your promise to your people that you would grant your spirit, that we would understand your word. Help us to drink deeply from the well that is this glorious book of wisdom and instruction. Be merciful to us, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, as I mentioned, we are beginning a new season of the Morning Devotional. This is season number three, and we are going to be working our way through various topics and subjects related to the book of Proverbs. I just want to read a few verses from chapter one, and then I'm going to do a little bit of a background to the book and then glean some, I think, some practical things that we can benefit from just as we consider the background to the book and the author itself. So let's read Proverbs chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. I'm going to read the first seven verses of the chapter. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity. To give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning. And the one who understands obtain guidance. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now there's much here to unpack, and I'm not going to even attempt to do so in the first edition of season three. I will return to this opening chapter on the Tuesday edition of the Morning Devotional. But what I want to do just very briefly this morning is look at really the background to this book, the author. Now, we know right away that Proverbs tells us that these are the Proverbs of Solomon. That doesn't mean he wrote every chapter in the book. He didn't. There are some proverbs that are given, attributed to other, to another person. But what I want to do is draw our attention to 1 Kings chapter 3 and just read the first 14 verses of the chapter and then highlight just one really important element to this book of Proverbs that we must and we need to lay hold of now before we begin dealing with any matter that is before us. And so in 1 Kings chapter 3, beginning in verse 1, as you know, David has died. His father, Solomon, is king of, he is now the king. And we read, Solomon made a marriage alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had finished building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall around Jerusalem. The people were sacrificing at the high places, however, because no house had yet been built for the name of the Lord. Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David, his father. Only he sacrificed and made offerings at the high places. And the kings went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon used to offer 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness and righteousness and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. And now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of David, my father. Although I am but a little child, I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this your great people? It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this, and God said to him, because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you has been before you, and none like you shall arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that no other king shall compare with you all your days. And if you will walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. Now here we have the historical narrative of how Solomon was asked of the Lord. He was told of the Lord to ask of anything. Solomon could have asked for anything he wanted. And what does he ask for? He asked for understanding. He asked for wisdom. And because he sought the better thing, God was pleased to give him much more. But when we're dealing with a man who has been gifted from above in the area of wisdom. We read in James that if any man lack wisdom, he should ask of God who gives to all men. Now, wisdom is fundamentally the theme of the book of Proverbs. It's that aspect by which we apply certain knowledge and understanding into various activities and aspects of life. The book, A Puritan Theology, Doctrine for Life, on page 71, talks about this wisdom. And it says here, quote, wisdom in the first place is that quality whereby a person acts for a right end. Moreover, wisdom not only has in view the end, but also the means that bring about the end. When God acts, he does so according to the counsel of his own infinite understanding. No one is his counselor. Now, one of the men of old, Stephen Charnock, he speaks of the divine will as something that is not rash, but follows the proposals of the divine mind. He chooses that which is fittest to be done. Knowledge and wisdom, and this is the important thing I wanted to get to, knowledge and wisdom differ insofar as knowledge is the apprehension of a thing, and wisdom is the appointing and ordering of things. And so as we interact with these various themes and issues that we will be presented with in the book of Proverbs, we must keep these truths in mind. Wisdom is in the first place that quality whereby a person acts for a right end. And wisdom is the appointing and ordering of things. And so it's experimental Christianity, really, when you think about it. It's how we behave practically when we're faced with all sorts of issues in life. The other thing to note about Solomon's choice is that he pursued wisdom. He chose wisdom above everything else, as I've already said. And throughout the book of Proverbs, we're going to take note of that, how he appeals to his son, chapter 2, my son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your ear to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. And so we need to seek the wisdom of God above all else. We need to plead for it. We need to ask for it. When we face circumstances in our lives, we need to seek God's wisdom in his word. We need to lay hold of the benefits, the means by which God has given to his people, that we might understand how to behave and live in a wise manner in a very difficult world. So this is just a thumbnail sketch of the issues that we that are front and center in this entire matter of the book of Proverbs. And as we go through various themes, such as how to deal with money and marital relations and raising families and children and debt and poverty and riches and the use of the tongue, and there's so many practical issues within this book that we need to always keep in mind, that we need to pursue the wisdom in how to behave so that we might know how to behave in those circumstances. We need to pursue that more so than we would pursue great wealth and riches in this life. Well, I trust these times are a benefit for you. I hope they are. If you have any comments or questions, you can leave me a note. The information is there before you on the screen. And so until Tuesday, when we look further into chapter 1 of the book of Proverbs, I trust the Lord will bless you today and he'll help you to serve him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. God bless.